Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio, and today we're speaking with Wildlife Sanctuary founder Bee Starbright, but everyone knows her as Sanctuary Mama Bee. Now, we saw some stories of, we saw some uploads from you that you're currently experiencing some flooding off the side of Cyclone Alfred. Whereabouts are you based at?
We're in Crabs Creek, which is just north of Byron Bay, and we're actually a farmed animal sanctuary, not wildlife. So I just thought I'd better make that clear in case people are experiencing issues with wildlife being injured. They should contact their local wildlife rescuer.
Absolutely. Your sanctuary is the Owl and Pussycat Sanctuary, and you're experiencing some flooding. What does it currently look like in your preparations, and what's happening right now?
So luckily this time we've got a fair bit of warning. We were really hammered in the 2022 floods with a lot less warning. So we've been prepping the sanctuary all week. We trucked in a huge truckload of bedding and hay and feed. We've been cleaning up debris all week, tying every single thing down that we could, like water troughs to make sure they weren't missiles. We reconfigured our big 200 square metre barn to try and accommodate as many of the residents as possible. We've got 82 rescue residents currently in care. We've sandbagged the barn. We've boarded up all the vulnerable windows on the human houses as well. We don't normally live at the sanctuary, so we had to try and prep our house, which is 12 minutes away, and just leave that and hope for the best. We hope it's not flooding. So we've been here all week. And we've been flooded in here in Crabs Creek since Thursday night, I think it was. So we've got trees down as well. Our paddocks are pretty trashed. That's to be expected in all of this water. We were really worried that our big dam might break its banks, which was going to be putting the human house and the big barn at risk. But so far, so good with that. The winds are still pretty hectic. Last night was the worst. But all of the residents came through safely, which is really good. And apparently now, because Alfred's so slow moving, there's a huge threat of flooding for the next sort of 24, 48 hours for the northern rivers, because there's a huge amount of rainfall on the way. So we're all not out of the woods yet, and we're all just praying that it drains and we don't get the rain that is predicted.
Well, we're hoping that you stay safe and that you stay prepared. Do you have support currently at the moment going through this or for afterwards?
So we have a beautiful online community in Instagram and Facebook who have been sending, sending messages of encouragement. We've all got pretty bad PTSD, I think, from the 22 floods in the area.
No, absolutely, take your time.
Pretty full on for us all. But yeah, everybody online sending so much support is amazing, and people have been donating, which is super kind as well, to try and help us cover all the prep costs, which has been really through the roof. Even the cost of hay has skyrocketed in the last couple of years. But it's actually just myself and my partner and my daughter here at the sanctuary, because the rest of the human residents evacuated earlier in the week. So we're here caring for all of the animals. So obviously no one can get in because we're flooded in, but just having that viral support has meant everything.
I absolutely love that the community is coming together to help you, even from online. If anyone wants to get in contact to be able to support you or with cleanup afterwards or throughout this, where can they find you?
So if you jump on our Instagram account or our Facebook account, we're the Owl and the Pussycat Farm Animal Sanctuary. If you can't find us, just Google that and you'll find our website. Our website desperately needs updating, but you can at least get to our social media accounts from there, or you can email us. And we've also got a beautiful volunteer manager who will probably be coordinating a lot of the cleanup afterwards. The easiest way is by Instagram, really.
Well, I want to thank you for talking with us, and really take care of yourself and look after each other.
Yeah, we will. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. That was Sanctuary Mama Bee at the Owl and Pussycat Sanctuary based up there at North Byron. You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nairi Pakai.